Oh, hey there. If that sound is familiar to you, you've probably been matched with someone on Tinder. The popular dating app turns 10 years old this month. A lot has changed in the world of dating since it first launched. According to Pew, 1 in 3 relationships start online. And maybe that's not surprising considering how many dating apps there are. Snack, Bumble, Grindr, Coffee Meets Bagel. Let's see how dating culture has shifted in the past decade. We're joined by Jess Carboneau, former sociologist for Tinder and Bumble. Jess, come on in. I'm swiping right on this interview.
I'm here, Peter. We've matched.
All right. Glad to hear it. So first, you got to start by telling me why a sociologist would be working at Tinder. What kind of work did you do there?
My role was really to come in and to try to help understand who were our users, what were their interests, what were their motivations, what helped them be successful, what were their pain points. And I worked closely with all of the teams at Tinder to really help our users be successful on the app and to help the app expand globally.
Yeah, and for people who are listening in here, maybe they can hear your little baby that is sitting on your lap during this interview. So thank you for making the time to do it. I know you're very busy. So what you're saying is that you've had a front row seat, essentially, to the online dating revolution over the past decade. How much credit do you think Tinder gets for that?
Well, thank you, Peter. I appreciate you being so gracious. Yes, my husband and I match on Tinder, so she is a welcome effect of online dating for sure. In terms of Tinder, I think it was really game-changing by democratizing online dating. Here you have the introduction of an app on someone's smartphone, whereby they were able to match with individuals throughout the world. And also, these were free sites, apps rather, which really opened up the ballgame significantly. Moreover, it was based upon a mutual match, a swipe right. Individuals had the capacity to know whether or not someone was even interested in them before messaging, which really alters the dynamic of individuals' ability to be confident in the idea that this was a match that would be theoretically meaningful and not just blind.
Well, you tell us that you met your husband on Tinder. Full disclosure on my side, I did not meet my wife on a dating app. And in fact, when we did meet, I was sort of relieved by that because at the time, there was really some stigma around meeting your partner online. That has changed considerably over the years, hasn't it?
The stigma associated with online dating has declined dramatically. And that's really been the result, I think, of social learning via Tinder and other apps that emerged following Tinder, because individuals not only generally use the apps, but they also experience success via the apps. And they were able to share with family, friends, colleagues that they liked using the app, they felt safe using the app, and that they believed that others could be successful too, which led to the emergence of two demographics following the introduction of Tinder that had never really used the apps or sites in a meaningful way, which were mainly individuals between the ages of 18 to 24 and individuals who were over the age of 55. So Tinder did an immense job of opening up online dating, not only demographically from, you know, a racial or socioeconomic perspective, but also from an age perspective, which is really remarkable by helping to erode that stigma.
So those are the success stories. On the other hand, there are people who believe that dating apps have led to complete drudgery over the past 10 years or so. People are burnt out from all the swiping. They are unsatisfied. They are overwhelmed by options. How have you seen that play out?
I frankly believe that the fatigue associated with online dating is just the fatigue people have with dating generally or finding a romantic partner, which is incredibly challenging. But I think that because online dating is a very real, tactile, and complete mechanism by which to meet someone, people are negatively or adversely associating the institution of online dating with the fatigue they just have generally with finding a romantic partner.
That may be, but some companies are acknowledging this and trying to address it. I mean, what have you seen that works?
Online dating fatigue is absolutely real, and I believe that the companies have a strong interest in acknowledging this. Unfortunately, people are beginning to stop using the apps and become fatigued just around the points when they would theoretically become successful because they're engaging in a lot of dates. And I think that's really unfortunate, is that right at the point where people are going to be making evaluations about, okay, do I need to modify my criteria? Maybe consider what they're personally doing wrong. They're leaving the apps.
So 10 years into Tinder, where are you on this question over whether Tinder is a dating app or a hookup app? And does it matter?
I've always been on the page of Tinder is a dating app. If you look at the dating apps holistically and you talk to users of dating apps, you will see that individuals are approaching online dating the same way that they would approach their stock portfolio. People are not just on one app. The average online dater is on 2 to 4 apps at a given time. I think that fundamentally, individuals initially perceive Tinder to be a hookup app because of the nature of the photo and the swipe left or right. But I think that's misguided. So I'm always on the page of Tinder. It has been a dating app, although the media narrative has certainly cast it as being more of a hookup app.
I mean, it certainly is a hookup app as well. I mean, we would have to admit that. But you're saying there's more to it than that, it sounds like. Now, listen, no matter how you feel about these apps, they have changed so much about relationships, so much about sex. Where do you think dating goes from here in the next decade? What does it look like 10 years from now?
I think dating in the next decade will be very much informed by processes that are far broader than simply the dating app mechanism itself. The next app that exists is going to have to be really game-changing in terms of its technological platform, the same way Tinder is, in order to have the same level of splash in the marketplace. And I've yet to see that player be introduced.
Jess Carboneau, a former sociologist for Tinder and Bumble, along with your baby daughter, who did a great job in her NPR interview today. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter. My pleasure.